As states across the country figure out how to hold an election during a pandemic, California has decided that all registered voters will get a mail-in ballot for November. President Trump strongly opposes mail-in voting, claiming the move will lead to wide-scale fraud and vote rigging, even though he has voted by mail. KQED's Scott Schaefer spoke to election officials in counties President Trump won 4 years ago to find out what they think.
Soon after Governor Gavin Newsom ordered that all registered voters in California be sent a mail-in ballot, President Trump was criticizing it.
They send out, like in California, millions and millions of ballots to anybody that's breathing.
Actually, only those registered to vote will get ballots. But the president's general point is that he believes vote-by-mail ballots are easier to tamper with. Governor Newsom pushed back.
This is a health issue. I hope we can temper our comments on the other side, though I recognize we're in a political season.
Soon after Newsom issued his order, he was sued by the National and California Republican parties. Their attorney, Harmeet Dhillon, says they have nothing against voting by mail if it's done right.
The chaotic way in which the governor is proposing to run this election, which is not the way that they've been run in the past, the lack of preparation, which I've heard from county registrars of voters, and that's why I'm concerned. That's why I filed a lawsuit.
Since that lawsuit was filed, the legislature passed a bill confirming Newsom's order, which addresses some but not all of the concerns raised in that lawsuit. Shasta is one of the California counties that gave Trump a huge margin over Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. Elections Chief Kathy Darling Allen says most voters there have been voting by mail for years, and the number of times she found someone casting a ballot illegally?
That happened one time.
Once since 2004. Allen says it's hard to say why the president would question the process, given the results in her county.
In Shasta County, he got 62% of the vote in 2016, and many, many of those ballots were vote by mail.
In Tehama County, another Trump stronghold, Election Chief Jennifer Weiss says they put a lot of effort into verifying ballots.
We all check the signature against the signatures on file, and if the signatures do not match, the voter is notified.
Weiss says what concerns her about November isn't fraud, it's the coronavirus.
You know, and I'm not necessarily comfortable putting my poll workers in that position where their health and safety is at risk.
Trump also did very well in Amador County by the Sierra foothills, where Chief Deputy Registrar Mark Hammergren notes that each absentee ballot has barcodes to help prevent fraud.
There's so many checks and balances that goes into the process that I don't want to say impossible because anything's possible, but it's damn near impossible.
His message for people who hear news stories about voter fraud? Come on down.
You can watch us check in ballots, check signatures. You can watch us how we sort them, how we scan them.
Election officials dislike uncertainty, especially in a presidential election. Clerk recorder Cammie Foote says she can't tell the Inyo County Board of Supervisors exactly how the November election will be carried out.
Because we have executive orders, we have legal challenges, we have legislation in different parts of the process, so I don't actually really know yet.
Kim Alexander, president of the California Voter Foundation, says there will always be some problems with elections, whether or not they're vote by mail.
Is it going to be perfect? No. But voters should be able to feel confident going into this election that if they follow the instructions and they get their ballots in on time, their ballots are going to be counted and their votes are going to count.
And that counting, with all those mail-in ballots, could take a very long time. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Schaefer.